Every spring in southeastern Wisconsin, rising water temperatures activate certain fishes' instincts to leave Lake Michigan and migrate upriver. Several species, including big trout called steelhead, make the run upstream to find gravel beds. That's where the females deposit eggs, and the males then fertilize them. It's not a private affair. WUWM's Bob Bach witnesses the annual odyssey that draws scores of anglers, including to the Menominee River in the heart of Milwaukee.
Well, it's right in the shadows of Miller Park. It's the Menominee Valley. There's lots of industry that is or was around here, but in general, it's still just as wild of a stream as it was 100 years ago.
Mike and Dennis Birch of Bayview are working part of the Menominee River due east of the ballpark. They're standing in about 2 feet of fast-flowing water, casting their lines toward the deeper pools. In some, you see steelhead trout 3 feet long. Dennis describes this as almost world-class action.
Well, there's a lot of people who spend thousands of dollars to go out west and, you know, fly out west, hire a guide, and fish for migratory steelhead and other species, and we have it in our own backyard.
About a half dozen fishermen are out on the river, spaced 30 yards apart. As I approach one just upstream, he cautions me to move slowly and quietly through the crystal clear water.
The fish can see you just like you can see the fish. So if you're too close, you go to cast, they see your arm move, and they spook.
Bill Myers of Richfield is trying to entice a strike from several so far uncooperative steelhead trout. He and his buddy John Mitter of Milwaukee are using fly fishing rods outfitted with fluorescent green line. Bill says it helps them pinpoint where they cast their artificial lures called flies.
With a fly fishing outfit, the line itself is the weight. So if you get enough line out, it will move the object on the end. Well, now we can throw stuff that's the weight of a fluff ball, and you can throw it 50 feet because the line is the weight that moves it. So it allows us the opportunity to do things like this that are small, that look like the natural bugs and stuff that occur here in the river.
And that's what the fish see as food?
Yes.
Despite the size of the steelhead trout, some up to 10 pounds, the fish can be delicate eaters. So Mike Birch says you need a good sense of feel to know when one has taken the bait.
You'll feel just a little bit of a tug, and you'll notice that the line will change its pattern as it's floating down the stream. And then you pull it back and hopefully get set for a good fight, depending on the size of the fish you get.
Now, you don't have a net, so how do you get the fish in?
Because the water is shallow enough, you can actually get it right up next to your feet to where you can actually reach down and grab it.
The fight, Mike mentions, is one reason steelhead are a popular target for fishermen. Friends John Mitter and Bill Myers say in spring, they notice anglers come to this stretch of the Menominee River in shifts.
People will come down here before work, dress up back in their work clothes and go to work, and then after that the retired guys show up for a while, and then in the evening again the guys that were working all day. So guys and girls.
And the best part is that's one of my best friends standing right there. So even if we don't catch any fish, we still get to enjoy each other's company, and then we get to go over to TGI Fridays and have some lunch and a beer.
And by that time, you've solved the world's problems.
Of course.
Soon, the Department of Natural Resources will begin removing a concrete barrier upstream. That change will eventually open up miles of additional spawning and fishing possibilities in the Menominee River, north to Curry Park and beyond. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.